Y entonces contaba la abuela que un Chávez.
A documentary about Hugo Chávez. In his own words, he described his grandmother's dream that a Chávez one day would rise to challenge the country's oligarchy. Hugo Rafael Chávez Frías was elected 4 times as president of Venezuela in what the Carter Center in Atlanta described as the most pristine elections they observed among 92 countries. But many middle-class and wealthy Venezuelans protested his leadership as autocratic. This man was interviewed by Al Jazeera after the country's most recent election.
Chávez has a history of sometimes in these triumphant discourses to reach out and then pull back.
And some well-to-do Venezuelans voted with their feet, leaving the oil-rich country in droves and settling in Miami and elsewhere in the U.S. in recent years. Reverend Mike Clark of the United Methodist Church of Belmont says it's not surprising that the leader of the so-called Bolivarian Revolution, who was so despised by many, was elected by so many more of his countrymen and women, mainly slum dwellers.
I think he was the first president in Venezuelan history, and I think everyone would agree with this, whether they loved him or hated him. He was the first president in Venezuelan history who took seriously the situation of the poor majority. And he not only took it seriously in an ideological way or a political way, but because of the resources that Venezuela has, mainly oil. If you really were serious about redirecting the wealth of the country, you could accomplish amazing things.
Reverend Clark says he traveled to Caracas to observe firsthand what he calls the country's experiment in social justice.
So today, for example, the millennial goals of the United Nations have only been met by one nation in the world, and that's Venezuela. And they're 3 years ahead of schedule. Illiteracy was eliminated there 7 or 8 years ago. UNESCO said it was an amazing achievement. Every person in the country now has access to medical care, whereas once they did not. And that medical care is free.
Reverend Clark contends that Chavez's engagement with the poor extended beyond Venezuela's borders. This is how many in Massachusetts know the name Hugo Chavez.
When we ask the biggest oil companies to help families in need, only Citgo, the people of Venezuela, and President Hugo Chavez respond. Thanks to them, Citizens Energy is able to deliver millions of gallons.
But the question many ask, was Chavez's oil largesse on behalf of working-class American citizens, public relations, or altruism?
Both.
Chavez used propaganda effectively to advance his policies and his presidency. But, says Reverend Mike Clark of Belmont,
when 2 million people are helped, as 2 million people in the United States have been helped by that program, and not one other oil company in the world has put one drop of oil in poor people's houses, in homeless shelters, in soup kitchens, it's more than just PR.
Reverend Clark says even without Chavez, the policies he championed on behalf of slum dwellers in Venezuela and oil recipients in the U.S. would be hard to take away. Clark also concludes that there is a stark class, racial, and ethnic divide in Venezuela, and that it will be a matter of days, months, or years to know how that impacts the country in the aftermath of Hugo Chavez's presidency. Philip Martin, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.